podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I know that a lot of people were at the pool this weekend, and I know that because I do log on to social media, and I do see all the pictures that people take of their feet in front of the pool.
Hot dog legs.
Hot dog legs.
Hot dog legs in the pool chairs, and then the little comments about this, little comments about that. Not that I want to be that person who scares the hell out of you and, you know, acts like the 10 o'clock news, which tells you that you're always going to die.
But
I'm not a pool guy and I'm not a hot tub guy. So these stories kind of make me chuckle a little bit. The Center for Disease Control is warning people about something called cryptosporidium.
This sounds just like something like an X-Man gets or something, like out of a comic
right.
book.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does sound kind of futuristic and science fiction-y, doesn't right. it?
He's got the crypto.
You glow.
Cryptosporidium, they call it crypto for short, and it's not good to get. It's not the kind of disease you want.
What happens?
It's not the good crypto, it's the bad crypto.
It's bad crypto. I would say it's an intestinal issue with you.
Oh, okay, so diarrhea.
A lot of that.
All right,
that's
explosive
the main,
diarrhea.
That's the main symptom.
Well, how do you
don't
know if you
back
have
in the
it?
Pool. I mean,
well, that's just normal.
You just normally
it's
have
too much fish is what you got.
It's too much information. anyway.
That's gross.
What the CDC is saying, watch out because you catch this primarily from hot tubs. Hot tub! And pools. And the way it is spread is through people relieving themselves in the pool. And they say it's not just people going number one in the pool.
Of course.
Really?
Seriously, read the story. They say there's a lot of that that goes on. And they say that is how it's spread. And then people get in the pool. And they say if you're going to swim, they want you to shower beforehand, afterward. And then they also say, and don't swallow any of the water.
Good tip.
Okay.
Good tip. That's disgusting. Wasn't there another article or something that said like 64% of us do pee in the pool?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a huge number. It's like it's out
two-thirds.
There. Two-thirds of people
when you go to the
pee
pool,
in the pool
at your complex or in your neighborhood or whatever.
It's happening.
Look at if there's 12 people in the pool, all right? 8 of them are relieving themselves.
Right, at that moment.
Right.
And I think it's the whole chlorine debate or whatever, but it's like there has to be some point where there's so much urine in that water that the chlorine can't keep up with the amount of urine, I think.
Overwhelmed?
Yeah.
I mean, the chlorine says, I give up.
I'm out. There's too much urine in the pool. I'm out.
Yeah, you only live once. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then there was another story that said people always talk about their eyes turning very red from swimming in the pool, and they always blame it on chlorine, right?
Nope.
That's the ongoing thing. Oh, I was swimming in the pool. My eyes turned red. It's the chlorine. It's not. The experts say that is also caused by urine.
Urine.
The reason your eyes are turning red is because of people's pee in the pool.
Oh, God. We're filthy.
You're in trouble.
We're filthy, disgusting animals, aren't we?
I'm telling you, I don't ever want to get in a pool.
Neither do I, man. They gross me out.
But how else are you going to play Marco Polo? You know, you gotta get in there.
And Jeremy wants to lead off with a story.
Yeah, a little knickknack. My wife had some free time with Reed this weekend. I actually watched the baby while her and Reed got to wander off to a friend's house. This friend lives in an apartment complex, so they got the pool there at the apartment. The friend's like, come on over, let's hang at the pool, it'll be a great time. So they did. About an hour into this, you know, they're having a gay old time there in the pool, frolicking, whatnot.
That's what people do at pools, Jeremy.
Whatnot. And about an hour in, this dude comes out with his black lab. Starts doing the whole thing where he tosses the tennis ball into the pool. Dog goes running into the pool.
Do we like dogs in the pool?
We do not like dogs in the pool. Aww. Dogs are disgusting. Because then not only do you have human fecal, you got dog fecal in the pool now. And I'm sure the dog's peeing in the pool. So Nicole and her friend were pretty much disgusted because this guy kept chucking the ball into the pool, the slobbery ball. And one time Reed came out of the pool with black dog hair kind of like just stuck on the side of him because he was white, you know,
his
white, pasty, pale little body. And he's got black dog hair stuck all over. And I'm just thinking, this pool filter has to be not functioning properly because of all the friggin' dog hair in it. So they had to basically end their day early because this schmo was ruining the pool day because he kept having his dog in the pool. Doesn't that gross you guys out?
I wouldn't like it.
No, it's disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
It's pretty gross.
I do think that it's pretty just bizarre that he would have the gall to do that when there's other people in the pool.
That's apartment living too.
Well, I will say this, and I mean this with all due respect to dog owners, because I'm the only person in Colorado without a dog. So it makes it tough for me to say this, but people often are with their dogs the way they are with their children. They think that everybody adores their dog as much as they do. Like, isn't my dog adorable and cute and sweet? And there's a lot of that mentality that goes on.
Pretty impressive with the fetch in the water, though, huh?
I mean, it's a lab. They love the water, I know. But, but then you're getting the dog slobbering. I don't know. Dogs probably pee, too.
Really?
And then they're in
the
pool.
They don't. I think they do. I think Reed, I've seen him. He's a slobberer, your kid. So maybe he's a slobberer, too.
He's a bit of a drooler. Be able to keep up with the dog.
So cancel, all right?
He got out of the pool and drug his little butt on the ground.
All right, I got one for you, too, because a friend of mine did pool time with a friend of hers, the two ladies at the pool for a while, and what she told me was that the murmur going around the pool was that one family came out with two kids, and my friends even asked, they were 4 and 2, a little boy who's 4, a little girl who's 2, and the 4-year-old and the 2-year-old were sans bathing suits.
Naked.
They were skinny dipping?
They were naked as the day they were born. And the family just thought that was the sweetest, most adorable thing. Mm-hmm. You've got these naked little kids jumping in the pool. Now, I know there's not a whole lot of material anyway to a bathing suit. It's
just courtesy.
And it's just, to me, a 4-year-old boy swimming naked in a public pool.
Yeah.
I don't think I can get on board with it. And the thing is, you know, you hear all these stories, like the guy with his dog jumping in the pool, the people with their naked kids in the pool. You're like, people are different.
Yeah, it's very European, you know.
I just don't know that I would send my naked kids into a public
pool. No, there's too many creepers out there, I think, that might, you know, look at that. Like,
that,
they
I
like
think,
it, you know?
One-ups the dog, because you don't have naked time in public.
That's gross.
Not without
that's weird.
Alcohol involved.
Should I tell the ultimate one? I haven't told the story in a long time of what happened to Nicole at the gym. So she's at the gym. First mistake, she gets in the hot tub at the gym. Who does that? There's like a film on that hot tub. So anyway, she's sitting in the hot tub for like a half an hour at the gym, just, you know,
stewing in other people's juices.
Just in the stew. And there's a guy.
She's relaxing her muscles.
Right. She was
sore.
She was sore. So she's got a guy directly across from her, an older guy. And they're, you know, just both sitting in there staring at each other. Well, he finishes before her.
Don't tell me.
Gets up, stands up in the hot tub, and starts walking up the stairs out of it. She looks over at him. He is bleeding profusely from the leg, from he must have cut himself or something inside the hot tub. Scraped his knee.
What's in the hot tub that removes your flesh?
I don't know. Something happened though. I don't know if he had a scab that came loose or something. There's a little scab floating
there.
Maybe
there are piranha in the hot tub.
He was just gushing blood down his leg as he's walking out of the hot tub, and she's still sitting in this just, you know, blank stare. Like, are you freaking
sitting in a bloody pool?
He's just sitting in. So swirling. Obviously the guy for the half an hour had just been bleeding in that hot tub.
Oh, God. She could get the
something.
Bad things that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, she could.
Oh, my. And Brittany, you say you've actually had crypto?
Yeah, I had it 3 years ago.
Huh.
Is it bad?
Is it as bad as we're told?
It's bad. I literally almost died, and it can be deadly. I was in the ER with a heart rate of 150. Oh. I was so dehydrated, they gave me 2 liters of IV fluids, and I was in so much abdominal pain, they gave me IV fentanyl. And in case you didn't know, fentanyl is 1,000 times stronger than morphine.
Holy crypto pants.
That's
man.
It.
They say in the last couple of years, there have been almost 2,000 documented cases of it. 95% of the people wind up in the hospital. One of them has died. So, yes, it can be deadly.
Yeah.
Well,
and they told you it was from a pool?
No. I actually worked at a large animal facility at the time, and I'm a CBT, so I get the bad end of the cow, and they didn't have face masks.
So you got it from cow fecal.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Well, don't let your cows in the pool, folks.
Brittany, I'm glad everything turned out okay in the end, if you will.
Me
You take care. All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Why wouldn't you wear a face mask when you're doing that?
Hey, you know, you like to gamble.
Holy cow. Holy cow.
Holy cow. I get it. Remy is on the line. Good morning, Remy.
Hi, how y'all doing?
We're all swell. So you heard us telling the story about the two little naked kids in the pool, and you wanted to comment on that, huh?
Well, yes, I was a lifeguard forever as a teenager, and you don't know how many times we had to close the pool because of little Tootsie Rolls in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And most pools have a rule that any kid, you know, under three has to wear a diaper because they can't control their bowels. I can't imagine that little two-year-old could get in the water and not be able to hold everything in.
Right.
Make it stinky.
Yes. Well, I asked about that, Remy, and they said there was no lifeguard at this pool. It's kind of a monitor-yourself kind of place.
Free for all.
Yeah. Right.
That's why I never get the baby swim diapers. Like, oh, they're fine because they're wearing a swim diaper in the pool, but you're still just...
I don't believe that diapers could contain
things
100%.
Things are leaking out still.
When it's that absurd.
Well, I can't imagine they contain 100% of it, but at least they hold some of the solid matter in.
The solid matter, correct, yes.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, Remy, thanks for calling.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Oh, we're going to. You as well.
It's just like swimming in a toilet bowl.
I'm telling you, I don't want to get in a pool. I'm sorry if it makes me a weirdo, but I just can't get in. Here's David. Hello, David.
Hi.
Is it true you're a security guy at a pool?
Yes, I am.
And what happened?
Well, I can't say the name of the property to protect, you know, both the property and the company. However, I had an individual when I showed up after pool hours were closed, and she was in the pool with her boyfriend. They were, you know, getting busy. Well, when I showed up,
right,
she takes off running. And, you know, after I'm done clearing out the pool area, some more guys come over to me and they're like, there is a naked chick that just entered our room.
And they were complaining?
The same girl. Or, I mean, it was the same girl, but it was not the same guy.
So she ran in the wrong room.
Yes. She was that intoxicated. She lost where she was, ended up in somebody else's room. And it took me about 30 minutes to, A, get her, you know, decent enough that I could take her to where her boyfriend was.
David, was she decent?
How long did you watch, David, before you busted him?
Honestly, they saw me right away, and that's when she took off.
Oh, sure they did. Yeah. I was observing the situation for about 30 minutes.
From behind the lawn chairs.
In the bushes. My binoculars.
David, thanks for being on the show.
Anytime.
He's got his night vision out.
He actually hid her swimsuit. That's why she had to run naked.
Yeah, I don't know why it's that.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.